T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. B. Mitchell Finley. Brian Mitchell here. J.P. Finley on vacation. Be back Monday. We'll be back in full force bringing it to you. But joining us now on the BetQL guest line, Bet Smart and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's my little bro, Brian Westbrook. You can find him on Twitter at 36Westbrook. The Mather Stag, also Villanova. Played in the Philadelphia Eagles. But every time I want to talk about certain things that I know people have an expertise at, I reach out to those type of people. And today, I want to talk to Brian Westbrook about several things, some things involving Philadelphia, and also, there's a young man in Washington by the name of Antonio Gibson, a guy who I think has the ability to become that run-pass threat, just like Westbrook was. And Brian, talking to you, looking at Antonio from last year, and looking at him making that next step, as you think back to your career, how big was that jump from 1 year to the next for you?
Well, good afternoon, B. And I think you're absolutely right. That jump from your rookie year to your second year has to be huge, because this is what you got to remember. When you come into the NFL as a rookie, you kind of know what you're getting yourself into, but you really don't until you go through 16 games and hopefully some, you know, like Washington, some postseason play. And now, after that first year, you're going into your second year. Now you know what it's like. Now you know what the coaches will be asking of you, what your body's going to need to be able to handle. And I expect a huge jump from Gibson. And here's the other big part. They got some weapons on the outside now. They got a quarterback that can get him the football, the guys on the outside the football. That opens things up a lot more for your run game and hopefully in the pass game as well.
Like, one thing I noticed with Andy didn't really care if you knew the whole playbook. If you can be effective with 20 plays, he'll run you with those 20 plays. Looking at Gibson from last year, most times when he went in the game, he was running the football. Mm-hmm. They were going to run the ball. How important will it be for the offense of Washington when he's in the game and he can be doing just as much pass receiving as he is running the ball at the backfield?
Well, the way the game is now is that they have so many players on the defensive side and offensive side that are specialists. Like, you bring in a guy like Adrian Peterson as an example. He's going to be a guy that's going to run the ball. You don't have to worry about him outside of the backfield as much. You bring in certain guys on the defensive side, they're pass rushers. But offensively and defensively, if you can find guys that can do multiple things, can be threats in different areas of the game, now you have the advantage against the defense or the offense. Now you can say, hey, we're in a run set, but we're actually going to throw the football. And the defense is designed to stop a run. Now we have an advantage because we can throw the football. And that's what you're trying to find. That's what every coach in the NFL is trying to find, a small advantage versus a defense that you can get the ball into guys that can break a game open, playmakers' hands. And if you do that, now you're talking about those big plus 20 plays. And the statistics say if you can get a few of those every game, you have a much better chance of winning than, of course, if you don't.
Right, looking at Antonio, he's 6'2", they list him as, 6'1", 6'2". He's 230-something pounds, 226, mm-hmm. 28, so I think closer to 230. He was a receiver in college. He became a running back in the NFL, and he had that level of success in his first year. Can you anticipate, I mean, how good he can be after having that 1 year in his belt? You said about playing those 16 games. He not only didn't know what he was getting into as a position, he had never played the position even in college.
That's right. Yeah, so I just believe that, I mean, he can be a 1,000-yard rusher. I firmly believe that if they if the team commits to the run. I still think he can be 500, 600, 700 yards receiving as well. And you start putting those types of numbers up, now you're talking about the top 10 running back in the NFL. So we know he can score touchdowns. We understand that. We saw that last year. But you start putting up, you know, 15 to 2,000 yards, all-purpose yards in the season, now you're talking about one of the better running backs in the NFL. It's going to come down to a couple of things, B. Making sure the coaches get him in position to take advantage of the mismatches, him matched up with linebackers, Gibson matched up with safeties as well. And then can you make the first man miss? We all know that, you know, there are some short tacklers in the NFL, but if you can make that first man miss, you got another 10, 12 yards after that. And, again, that changes, you know, if you catch the ball 5, 6 times, that adds 50 or 60 yards to your receiving every single game. That adds up very, very quickly. And I think Antonio Gibson, based upon the skill set that we saw last year, that he can do all of those things.
Well, Brian, your team in Philadelphia, well, our team, I say like that because I did spend some time up there, had some success. But the whole thing is now there was a rumor that popped up yesterday where Adam Schefter was on a podcast, and he mentioned something about them possibly trading for Deshaun Watson. I don't know if you heard that or not, but your thoughts on the possibility of them doing something like that?
Well, there are two things, because I am a Jalen Hurts guy. I like Jalen Hurts. I thought he's played decently well those four games he played last year. But anytime you can upgrade a quarterback position for years to come, Deshaun Watson, minus a legal trouble, is an upgrade. Then you want to go ahead and do that. It also kind of shows me that they saw something in Jalen Hurts in those little mini camps that they had that didn't give them that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, I mean, I think that if they can get a guy like Deshaun Watson, of course, that's just an upgrade. And we've seen the teams in the Super Bowl the last couple of years, Mahomes, Brady, you know, you have Aaron Rodgers. You have to have a quarterback to compete in this league. No matter what you have on your roster as far as talent, if you don't have the quarterback pulling the trigger, it just doesn't matter. And so if you can get a guy like Deshaun Watson for the Eagles, that's a great thing. Now they have to try to figure out the rest of the roster and if their coach works. But, you know, until that happens, I'm still seeing a team that's still not built in a way to win this season. But if they get a quarterback that has proven himself, that changes things very quickly.
When you look at it, most people or most pundits, let's say like that, are saying the Eagles are going to finish last in the East. If Deshaun Watson is on that team and he can play, what does that do for them? What does that change their trajectory?
Well, no doubt about it. That changes things very quickly. I mean, that puts you in, you know, second, you know, the second best team in the league, if you, in our division, if you can, probably behind, you know, either Washington or the Dallas Cowboys. But that changes things. You know, you get a quarterback that has been there, that has put up numbers, and no matter what system he has been in, no matter if you get rid of DeAndre Hopkins or not, he still puts up numbers. That changes things for you. It also changes the way defense plays against you, and that allows other players on that football team to be much better than they have been in the past.
Well, you grew up in this area, and you know how Washington fans are. If you start hearing about Philadelphia thinking about trading for Deshaun Watson, and people start looking around at the quarterbacks that they have here, you know that they will say, well, if they going to look try to get him, we better try to get him or Aaron Rodgers or somebody else. And when you start thinking of quarterbacks like that, the price is high, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And every time we start talking about trading for a quarterback, one name pops up and people go, nope, not him. And that's your high school, fellow high school person, teammate, Mr. Chase Young.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So everybody goes, not him. But to get a quarterback like an Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, how much would that price cost? I mean, I know people say not Chase, but it may cost somebody, Chase and somebody else.
Well, it's going to cost Chase. It's going to cost, you're talking about, remember, Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. He's coming off of the MVP season. So it's going to cost Chase Young and a couple more first-round picks. And truly, unless you're ready to win with that quarterback immediately, you're mortgaging your future. And I don't know that Ron Rivera and that staff are ready to mortgage their future for a quarterback. I think they're still trying to build a good core group of guys, a good defense, and it starts with Chase Young coming off the edge. I don't know that they're in the position right now to even have that conversation about Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson.
In Philadelphia, what would that cost them?
at least three, four first-round picks, at least. I mean,
and they possibly have all of that, depending on how well Carson Wentz plays in Indianapolis, right?
Well, yeah, they're going to have a couple first-round picks next year, and then if Carson plays well, they'll have three. So they have the ability to do it, but here's the question. Would Aaron Rodgers want to go from Green Bay, where you have Davante Adams, to Philadelphia, where you have some question marks? And I know Devontae Smith is going to be a good receiver. He's still a rookie, though.
Uh-huh.
And would you want to go to a place where, from a place where you were 13-3 in Green Bay, to a place where you were, I think they were 4-12 last year? That doesn't seem like a great thing if I'm Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be tough. It'd be tough for him to make that move. But I just, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was going to say, let me reach out to Brian and find out, because I know you're in tune with the things that are happening there. But Devontae Smith, you know, the talk was about his size. What's been the talk lately? Has he proven that he can play, at least in the mini camps and things that he's been playing in?
Well, in my mind, I mean, he's played at that size his entire career. He was good enough to go to Alabama, good enough to win the Heisman, good enough to be the best receiver in college football last year. So, to me, the size, and, you know, I'm a smaller guy, so I'm not bothered by a guy's size. I'm bothered by players that can't play the game, that can't execute the game plan. So, you know, what they've said is that he has long arms, very fluid in his route running, which the Eagles have struggled to find players that have that type of ability in the last few years. And he's a playmaker. Now, do we have a quarterback that can get him the football? That's the main question. And we really won't know that until the regular season begins.
Is that the question I asked about Jalen Hurts? Okay, we watched him last year, and I think still, although he wasn't passing the ball well, I thought that Philly would beat Washington if they would have left him in the game. Is he going to be the quarterback, or is this a competition?
Well, I think they're going to go in and saying that it's a competition, but just like any other competition in the NFL, there usually is a guy that has the upper hand going into it. And I think because he's a second-round pick, I believe that Joe Flacco is going to be your second quarterback. And listen, Joe Flacco has been a really good quarterback in the league for a long time. I think his days as a starting quarterback are over. You have to give Jalen Hurts that opportunity, and that's why you find a way to get rid of Carson Wentz, and you bring in the new coaching staff to give this young kid an opportunity.
All right, B. Well, man, I appreciate you giving me some time, man.
Anytime, B.
All right, it's Brian Westbrook, former DeMatha Stag and Villanova, also played for the Philadelphia Eagles. You can follow him at Westbrook, at 36 Westbrook on Twitter if you want to. But just wanted to get some information from somebody who played it, who did it at that level. You know, I did get in the backfield once in a while, but I was a third down back. I was catching the ball for the most part. I did run it occasionally, but he carried the ball several times. I mean, very often in games, and also was coming out the backfield and just trying to see the possibilities of a guy like Antonio Gibson. And for me, I'm looking for Antonio Gibson to make a major, major step this year. Watching him last year, from the first game when I had a conversation with him about get those shoulder pads down, you keep getting hit in the chest, you're going to have a bruised sternum, be coughing up blood. All of a sudden, he started lowering his shoulder, running over people. I just think that he had to learn the position of running back is unlike the position of receiver, where you're normally catching the ball around smaller people. You have to be more physical at the running back position, and he learned it as he went on. Now, I know people go, oh, you got hurt. You can be 120 pounds or 420 pounds. Turf toe can happen to you. And when you get turf toe, I don't know why the hell or what does it, but it's one of the worst things you can get. You know, from everybody I've talked to about turf toe, they say it's just the pain. Okay, you start hearing people that have gout, they can't touch it. They don't want socks on it. They don't want anything. You get turf toe, that's something you just can't go out with. You can't cut, can't plant, can't do anything, so you can't play the position. So I think once he's on the football field this year, he now understands the physicality that the position takes. But he still has that ability coming out the backfield. And for me, I think it's going to take him growing in the position. I think it's going to also take Scott Turner putting him in positions to make sure that the defense doesn't know exactly what's going to happen when he's on the football field. Because last year, I think if you roll the dice and say we're stopping him from running the ball, you'd have probably been right a lot of times. This year, I will put him in a running position and still let him run routes, because I would say most linebackers in the league cannot cover. Not if they can't cover at all. They may be able to run fast, but they can't change directions. The reason is They're a little bigger. That's why they become linebackers. They're less athletic than most other people, and they don't have the hips to even dance, to be honest with you. So he should have a distinct advantage over most linebackers when he's coming out the backfield or even lining up out wide. And if I'm Scott, I would line him up out wide a lot because a linebacker damn sure doesn't have that skill or ability to be lining up on somebody like he's a cornerback and backpedal and get in and out of his backpedal into a sprint mode. They can't twist their hips like that. And the ones that do, then we're going to talk about them historically. And most linebackers in the league, we do not talk about historically as anything being good, bad, or anything else. So we're going to take us a break here. When we get back, the question you're getting asked, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, those levels of quarterbacks. And I know every time this pops up, the first name that pops up is someone like Chase Young. I know people don't want to do that, and I don't think that will happen. But if the Eagles were to get Deshaun Watson, are you content with what you have right now? If they were, I was talking with Mike Quick yesterday, and Mike Quick said, hell, if I'm the Eagles with all them first-round picks, I'm trying to get Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson, anybody. And if you see their competitors starting to get quarterbacks of that caliber, will you be satisfied with what you have right now? And what would you be willing to give up to get somebody of that caliber? 1-800-636-1067. We're taking your phone calls when we get back. Gavin DC, listen live. This is B. Mitchell Finley. JP's out. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, quarterbacks. Quarterbacks seem to run the NFL, and when you can get a very good one, sometimes you have to trade some important assets. What will it take to try and get a guy like that? You look at the Eagles. Adam Schefter mentioned this, and as I talked to one of my buddies from Philly, he said if Adam Schefter says something, he's heard conversation or had conversation with somebody at a high level because he won't be leaking stuff or saying stuff that he did not have no idea or never heard come out of somebody's mouth. So I'll just say this. If they were to get a Deshaun Watson, or they even try to get into the Aaron Rodgers deal with all the first rounds they have, it's very possible they can be one of those teams that make that thing work. And you never know what can happen. You get a guy like Aaron Rodgers with a Heisman Trophy winning receiver, although he is a rookie, some great things can happen. So let's go to Josh in Woodbridge. What's up, Josh? How you doing, man?
What's going on, B. Mitch?
Chilling, man.
Yeah, I mean, I would do probably like three first-round picks and Brandon Scherff. Since I don't know if you can trade a player if they're on the franchise tag. I don't know how that works. You know what I mean?
You could, I think. But you're talking about that's basically four first round players.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do, what you got to do. I mean, if you can't lock, I mean, it's going to fall into the same situation as Trent Williams. If you can't lock up Sheriff, I mean, which you already haven't, you know what I mean? Then he's going to go. We're not going to lock him up next year. You might as well get use for him right now and then use him in a trade.
All right. I got you, man.
Hey, B-Mitch, I sent you something yesterday. I sent you something yesterday on Instagram, man. It was crazy hot yesterday in D.C. I seen some of the craziest stuff. I sent you a video of it yesterday. It's Flash to Cash.
It's called what?
It's Flash to Cash. That's my Instagram handle. Check out the video I sent you. It was wild yesterday out here in D.C.
Okay, I'll check it out. Appreciate it, man.
All right, check it out.
All right, Josh. All right, brother. Appreciate you. All right, let's go to White Plains, where I go ride my bike all the time. Let's go to J.J. What's up, J.J.?
How we doing, B-Mitch?
Doing good. What's up, brother?
So what we want, what I want to do, okay? Deshaun Watson is an outstanding quarterback. He's the beast, okay? Mm-hmm. But I would not mortgage the future, okay, for Deshaun, because Deshaun, he was good in Houston, but he couldn't get him to the Super Bowl, okay? He had J.J. Watt, he had Clowney, okay? That same thing can happen over in Washington. So all we need to do, keep our defense and get an average quarterback who can push the ball. He don't got to be great, just average, okay? And all we need is really a Kirk Cousins type of quarterback, and we would be legit.
All right, man. But the thing, when you say Deshaun Watson couldn't get Houston to the Super Bowl, how many years he been in Houston? 3-4 years tops? Most QBs don't go that early. Patrick Mahomes went, what, second year, third year, something of that nature?
Yeah, Watson's been there 2 or 3 years, and he's had to go through Patrick Mahomes each time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not an easy task here, exactly.
But I'm thinking Deshaun Watson is young enough to where he is your future. You wouldn't be mortgaging your future.
Right.
You know, if you go and get a quarterback that's late, like as good as Aaron Rodgers is, he's 30-plus years old. 30 what, 4 or 5, something like that? Going close to 36. You're talking about, that would be mortgaging your future. But when a guy is in his 20s, that might be a move. But I understand those people that say, no, when you get, and let me, I saw an Instagram post with Trent Williams, and he said that Chase Young is a Hall of Fame talent. He's turned into a Hall of Fame talent right in front of our faces. And I truly believe that. And I look at a lot of what Chase does, and he may be one of those generational type players. So, it'll be difficult as hell to let that man walk. But you got a lot of other people who I don't see as generational type people. And they may be able to walk when you start trying to bring in a quarterback, because as much as we talk about this team, there are some people who they just blinded by the quarterback play of last year, and they just think everything else is better. But there are those people who look at this quarterback play and go, hey, we got to get better at this position. So, there are people that were first-round picks on that defense that I think you can walk with, or you can let walk. Because right now, it looked like they're going to possibly have to let somebody walk anyway. So, when you start saying, well, if this person, that person, well, if you get the opportunity, you make it happen. But if you're stuck with going, if you want to go this route at quarterback, I think this year is the last year you can do that.
Go the Fitzpatrick route. This is the last year.
I think this is the last year you can do that, because I think eventually you got to go to the, you got to get somebody who's going to be, see, this is what I don't like. I don't like having the who's going to be the quarterback talk every year. I think eventually if you can't settle down at the most important position on your football team, how the hell do you expect your football team to become consistently good? So for me, this year, okay, fine, if that's what you're going to do. But next year, it needs to be a young guy or a veteran guy who you think is going to be your guy for the next 3, 4, 5 years. Because I don't think they're thinking that by anybody on this roster right now at the QB position. So until that happens, I don't know if I'm going to ever truly believe that, oh, yeah, they're just going with it. They're going to get successful now. Things going to get great. Why would I think that? I wouldn't think that if all right, the position that's most important, you got journeymen. If you really think about it, it's 4 journeymen.
at quarterback, the most important position.
And that's not me trying to knock guys, or it's not a stretch. Ryan has played, what, 15, 16 years? If you don't know who he is already, then something's wrong. And I know how people try to keep selling me this about what the last 2 years looks, man. You are who you are. After more than 15, 16 years, you are who you are after 2, 3, 4 years. You know? And when you're learning something, you change. But if you're the same person after those 3, 4, 5, 6 years, you're not really changing much. It's not happening. So I'm going to have to get myself in the mindset of this year, we're going to go as we go. And then next year, we're going to be trying to plan this thing for the future. Because what I hear from Ron Rivera consistently is we're trying to build something to have long, sustained success. And you have long, sustained success normally when the head coach and the quarterback are in place. And then your defense is very solid. So right now, head coach is in place. Defense is solid. I don't think quarterback position is in place by no stretch of the imagination.
You said a little earlier that, you know, Chase Young is this generational talent, and it's tough to give something up, a player like that up. But is Deshaun Watson also a generational talent? And would you be willing to trade one for the other?
He is. But I think right now, to try and have a hypothetical conversation about Deshaun Watson, knowing all the stuff I know, it'd be very hard for me.
That's true.
So at this point, no, I wouldn't make that trade like that. But Aaron Rodgers, if you feel you can get 5 years out of him the way he plays, that'll make you have to stop and go,
Even if you could just get a couple, kind of the way that the Broncos did with Peyton Manning a few years back.
Think about that. He went there, 2 years within 2 Super Bowls?
He was in 2 Super Bowls. They were winning games. They weren't an embarrassment anymore. If that could happen to this franchise, I think it would be worth it.
I think if they can guarantee 2 Super Bowl appearances in 2 years, I think most fans would sign up for that.
I think trading for a guy like Aaron Rodgers is probably the closest you can come to guaranteeing that.
All right, let's get to the phone lines and go to Texas. Check out Tupac. What's up, Tupac?
Hey, what's good, B? So, like, you guys just pretty much stole my question. Is if we continue to build the team and make the team attractive, right? And then we do get a veteran quarterback that's looking for a team, like some pretty much just what Tom Brady did. He won it out of New England. He was a free agent. Then, you know, if we don't draft a young guy, just like you just said, we got to continue to build the team. And I just wanted to know what you thought about that situation. But we just laid it out, man. We just laid that exact thing out.
Yeah, I think you got to keep building your team. But I think also what you have to be careful with is what you present to your fans that you're trying to do. And then when you're building your team, they haven't seemed to be caring about that position, like talking about. Because I think Tampa thought they had something in Jameis Winston. Threw 30 touchdowns. Yep, but he threw 33 touchdowns, threw 30 interceptions. And then Tom Brady just happened to become free and say, I want to go to Tampa. Now, this team, as we go into this season, we're thinking, yes, they got better talent on the offense now, and the defense looks damn good. But I think Tampa had already proven what they were capable of on offense. That's why Tom chose Tampa. Tampa didn't choose Tom. I think that's one thing people don't understand. Tom chose that. And when he decided to go there, then everybody wanted to go with him. I want to see how we're going to work it for everybody to come here. If that type of position was to present, a situation was to present itself. Go to North Carolina, check out my boy Darren. What's up, B?
Man, doing pretty good, B. Mitch, man. You know how I feel on this particular subject, especially going after Deshaun Watson. I'm sitting in the back of the bus just waving my Deshaun Watson flag. But I was thinking about something else, too, like the whole mortgage in the future. And I want to ask you this question with that. And how I noticed that a lot of fans are saying they don't want to do that. Do you think that some of these fans are blinded by what other organizations are doing and not seeing that this organization is different? Because they think, oh, because Pittsburgh isn't doing it, or, you know, whomever, the Rams or whoever the other organizations are doing it, they don't think Washington can pull it off, or don't think Washington should make certain moves. I think certain fans are blinded. And although I'm going to say this, with that being said, I love this team. I love this fan. You know, I love our cult following, some would say it, because I feel like we have diverse opinions. But I do feel like we do have to make some leaps and bounds to build this team. And Deshaun Watson is one of those quarterbacks, and even other veteran quarterbacks that may be out there, to make this team better. Because like you said, this team needs to have consistent, better quarterback play for at least 3 to 6 years going forward versus gap stops and whatever the case may be. And I'm going to throw this in here too. After listening to a couple of podcasts and reading a couple of these college magazines and following college football, it's a guy by the name of Malik Willis. He's at Liberty after transferring from Auburn, that may be the guy for us, that may be positioned in the draft for us, that we could position to get him, that may be our quarterback of the future. I'm not guaranteeing that. I'm just throwing a name in the hat. You know how I feel about it, B. Mitch. You doing your thing, man. Love everything at 106.7. Hail to the burgundy and gold.
All right, man. Appreciate you. I just, you know, I don't know if they necessarily blinded, but I think it's basically repetition. They're repeating what they've heard. And a lot of people like to repeat things that they heard about. Oh, we're not mortgaging the future. If you don't attempt to build your future at a better rate, what are you doing then? If you're not mortgaging your future, what are you doing? Ask that question. Like, people always use the term, we don't want to mortgage the future. If you're getting a better player at a position that you don't have great players at, that may be helping your future. I don't automatically throw that into a mortgaging my future type situation. So I think a lot of fans do look at other teams and go, well, they're not doing well. Those other teams are already where we're trying to get. You know, a lot of teams that we like to compare ourselves to, we're comparing from 1990-something compared to what teams are in 2021. We're comparing teams that are Super Bowl teams today based off of what we were. We're not judging the team that we have at this moment. So when you're trying to get to their level, you might want to say we need to make some drastic moves instead of trying to stay pat like they were. You know, if I'm in a race and I'm less than a mile away from the finish line and you're 25 miles away from the finish line, I can start chilling like the other teams are doing. You have to take some drastic measures. You may have to try to say, I'm going full bore the whole way. Maybe something happens to this car. You have to do that at all times. And I really believe that, yes, we think that we are completely where the other teams are, and we are not there just yet. Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Golf Glory is up for grabs this week, and you can get in on all the action with a risk-free bet up to $1,000 on FanDuel Sportsbook. Just place your first bet using promo code Brian, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. It's been an exciting golf season full of can't-miss-it moments, so join in all the fun on FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet on golf. They always have great promotions. They're easy to use. It's safe and secure. And they have fast payouts, so they get you your money in as little as 24 hours. It's anybody's trophy this weekend, but I have a few favorites. Listen, the way Colin Morikawa is playing and Louis Oosthuizen, I would say if one of those guys don't win, something drastically happened or the weather just got a little crazy. I played golf over that way, and it can go from being sunny one moment to completely snowing the next. I don't know about this time of the year, but in April, it surely did that to me. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Brian to unlock your risk-free bet up to $1,000. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have gambling problems, call 1-800-GAMBLER. See, I can't believe it's 12:47, and we're just thinking about vodka Red Bull Friday.
Not Red Bull vodka.
Not Red Bull vodka Friday. Vodka Red Bull Friday.
JP came up with vodka Red Bull Friday for no reason. Nobody understands why. And then
he wants to call it Red Bull.
After two and a half months, he decided to change it to Red Bull Vodka Friday.
I always felt the first thing that you say, you get the most of.
Right.
So, I got a buddy in town, William Maniac Sermon. His son is moving up to do an internship on Capitol Hill. So, I get to go stop by and have a couple of maybe vodka Red Bulls with him right after work. Have a little quickie. Drink. Man, if you're looking at me strange on the side of your eyes. I'm not going to discuss that, what you were looking at me crazy for. But let's get back to the phone lines. We're trying to just find out. Now, listen, this is by no means that myself, anybody on this show, or this show is suggesting this happens. We're just asking. Because when we started talking about Adam Schefter saying that the Eagles are thinking about trading for Deshaun Watson, a lot of fans started to say, oh, Lord, we can't let him get him. So I'm wondering if that's the case and you want to get some quarterback of that caliber, what are you willing to give up? Let's start off in D.C. with Jay. Jay, what's going on, man? How you doing?
B-Mitch, what's happening, man? How you be?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hey, listen. All right, here's where I'm at. Chase Young, no, that's off the table. But here's what will get some attention, and they will talk. They will not hang up the phone. I'll give you Jonathan Allen with the blink of an eye. I was saying trade him last year. I got Tim Settles right there who's more productive. I got Ioannidis who's right there more productive. So I'm going to start the conversation with Jonathan Allen, and okay, I'm going to throw a pick in there. They're not going to hang up the phone, I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, listen, I know a lot of people think the same way that you do. A lot of people believe that Settles has shown he's capable. And I said this for the last 2 to 3 years, that we seem to give the people that were drafted in the first round a lot of praise automatically because we get the hype from them. But I've been talking about my man Matt Ioannidis since he stepped on the field. He's as productive as anybody that's been out there in the interior D-line. Not a first-round draft pick. So to me, when you're not a first-round draft pick and your production is as good or better, you're a better player. That's why I tell you, my best quarterback of all time is Tom Brady because he was drafted in the sixth round. And he's played better and been more productive than the guys that were first pick, first round, second round, all that stuff. So I use my example all the time. Give me a Volkswagen Beetle and you give me a Ferrari. If that Beetle keeps beating that Ferrari, I don't give a damn how much you paid for the Ferrari. The Beetle is the best. So I will say the move, you start off with that, but they're going to want more than just J.A., believe me. Let's go to Larry in D.C. What's up, Larry? How you doing, man?
What's up, big bro? How you doing, man?
I'm good,
what's
brother?
Going on?
I'm chilling, man.
I mean, I think you can't give up but so much. But I mean, you got to get in the conversation. You can't let a division opponent get a player of that caliber. But you also got to remember the kickbacks on it and everything. Also, too, like you said earlier, that window, man, you got teams that's like, you know, the Lakers or the Patriots or even the 49ers or even your teams of the late 80s to when you came in the early 90s was, you know, had the three championships. But you don't have that all the time. You have the Giants, but you have a guy like, you know, that wins one, like Dirk Nowitzki. Or you have, you know, the Yankees. But you have those in between. So that window, even and you say the same thing for the Nationals and even the Capitals. That window is so short that you got to try to always upgrade your roster. Because look at the Capitals and the Nationals. Do you think they're like the Braves? The Braves had that mob with Smoltz and Glavine and Maddox, and they only won one. You know what I mean? So that window, you have to go for it as many times and take a swing, like you said. You can't just say and sit back and say, well, we got an average guy. You know, you have to, I don't care what position it is, every position needs to be upgraded at any chance you get, period.
All right, man. Appreciate it. And that's what the people that are hired to put teams together, that's why they have to have, they have to make us think they have no conscience. Because when you're putting a team together, you can't fall in love with anybody. Because just what Larry just stated, you are always thinking about how can I improve this roster position by position by position. Let's go to Laura. Check out my man Disco. What's up, Disco?
Hey, B. Mitch, how you doing today, man?
I'm good, man.
Hey, so here's what I would say. I would not – Montez Sweat is off the table. Chase Young is off the table. And Matt Ioannidis is off the table, despite all the fans that want to trade our best interior pass rusher. And if you hear a lot of quarterbacks talk, they say it's not the edge – it's not just the edge pressure. It's the pressure up the middle that gets to the quarterback. The second point I want to make is B. Mitch, I wanted to get your opinion on this. With Ron Rivera – Ron Rivera has all the power, I love what Ron Rivera is doing. He has all the power. But here's the thing. Do you think he would be slow walking this quarterback thing? He could be going into year three next year and still not have a premier franchise quarterback. Do you think any other coach like a Jay Gruden or any other first-year coach would get that amount of leeway and say, well, maybe we'll just throw, we'll get a veteran quarterback? Do you sense a lack of urgency from him as far as the QB position is concerned?
Well, yes. I understand the reason why, too, because he was brought in to build a football team and, I mean, to change up the football culture on the field, but he was thrown into a situation where he had to change the whole culture of a franchise. So if I'm sitting here and my job now is not just head coach. I'm acting GM and other stuff, too, and like football, president of football operations, seem to be all those things. I'm going to slow walk the hell out of it, too, because I'm like, I can't fix all at one time. I understand that point, but that's why I keep saying this year is the last year of playing like
year.
That.
It's
time to hit the ground running full speed next year.
To answer your initial question, I do think you got to take a swing at Deshaun Watson. 25, 26 years old, a top 5-7 quarterback in this league, you got to try to go get him.
All right, man. Appreciate it. But I just think the thing with Deshaun, and we can have these conversations, but I have to be totally honest, watching this team and what they're dealing with and how they've gone through all this stuff as a franchise, I think it would be very, very irresponsible in a way to go after that situation right now, and I think many people will look at it that way. And I know most of us as sports fans, we forget about everything going on just because the person has talent. But ultimately, the look of that would be so damaging based off of all the stuff that's out there that still seems to be kind of covered up that people think will eventually come out and we'll see. So I don't know, but we'll see. All right, we've got 1 o'clock. We have Ask B. Mitch Anything. Myself, you get the opportunity to ask me questions, and I will answer them as honest as I possibly can, which I try to do every day. So when we get back, you hit us up, 1-800-636-1067. Ask me anything you want, and I will give you an answer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.